Hey, friends. Welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. We're so happy you're joining us for today's inspiration. Sharing with us from the Netherlands is Sky Carmen. Her lift can also be heard in French and Dutch.
I live in an agricultural region of France, where livelihoods depend on the fruit harvest. 5 years ago, I planted a tiny young pear tree. I watered it and I nurtured it, and last year it produced 5 big juicy pears. This summer, we had a severe drought, but I watered the tree diligently and it flourished. But then, in mid-July, it began to turn black with some form of tree disease. A week later, the small trunk broke in two during a heavy storm. When I saw what had become of my dear little tree, everything in my being yelled, "No!" I protested vehemently, as Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer of Christian Science, tells us to do in her book, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures. She wrote, "Insist vehemently on the great fact which covers the whole ground, that God, Spirit, is all." She also assures us that no good is lost. I found it natural to pray for a tree because this prayer would be bearing witness to the truth of God's control over his entire spiritual universe. This tree is part of God's beautiful creation, and its real life couldn't be lost. I even thought of the Bible quotation in Revelation chapter 22, verse 2, which says, "The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." That was a bit dramatic, perhaps, but I got a lot of comfort from it. And every time I looked at the tree, which is visible from my terrace, I declared its spiritual perfection and that God loved it. Sure enough, soon it began to produce tiny branches and little green leaves. A month later, it had beautiful new growth and is in every way healed and healthy. What cannot God do?
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.